Sports Beat Extra with Odrin Johnson on Beat.
So, Cuiva, we're here in beautiful surroundings, looking ahead to the launch of the Leinster Championship. Penny, for your thoughts, an exciting time, no doubt.
Yeah, exciting time. I suppose you recap at the end of the league, and we got a few days break as well in between, which is nice to just kind of relax and reflect on everything that happened and then regroup and kind of put your wishes forward for the championship ahead. So no, looking forward to it. Happy to get back training and get back at it again.
Yeah, the league does give you that tangible line in the sand. Are you happy the way things have gone so far?
I suppose we would have been happy with our first two performances. Heading up to Galway and getting a win there, I think, was just a massive boost for the group and gave us a little bit of confidence. And then the win against Tip kind of backed that up as well. I suppose the last three matches probably would have been maybe a little bit disappointed with our performance in general, no matter how the scoreline ended up. So just trying to look at that and take what we can and bring it into our next matches now in the Leinster and All-Ireland Championship.
Yeah, the championship gives everyone a bit of fresh leaf, lease of life, doesn't it? The excitement goes on through the roof. Clocks are back, pitches are drier, crowds get bigger, everything. Busy time for you guys.
No, it's nice to be training there on Tuesday, and it's nice to be able to knock out with any jumpers on or anything like that. So looking forward to that side of things as well. But yeah, no, especially like pitches available, you're ready to get going to training as well. But no, it's really exciting. You're just being able to reflect and see what went well. Like at the start of the year, until you play a match, you don't really know where you're at. You can think things are going great and they're not. So it just gives that time to reflect on what went well and maybe what needs to change going into the future matches.
I'd imagine, though, there's still a huge confidence going forward to the Leinster Championship now.
Yeah, you look forward to it. You can't be playing games. You have a few weeks now of training, but you can't be kind of getting to the matches and just seeing where you're at against a competitive team. But no, trying to bring maybe new things into it, looking at what you can improve, but real excitement going ahead. Like, there's a really young group of girls there, but they're all flying it and they're all pushing everyone for positions, which is what you need. But I think there's definitely a good team spirit going on there at the moment.
Yeah, that's a common theme. Lucky enough to speak to various camps and various players and captain and management. Fresh players gives a new lease of life to everyone, doesn't it, really? You're looking over your shoulder at training, someone's running a bit faster, trying to impress. It's that freshness that you can't beat, is it?
Yeah, it's hard to keep up with the young ones sometimes. We're not so young anymore. But no, fresh players, fresh management definitely brings just a new lease of life into everything. And you don't... There's no kind of nothing mundane about training. Everything's new drills, new ideas, new tactics. So it's just really exciting, and there's loads of learning to be done as well, which is great.
You've got a couple of big games to look forward to in the Leinster Championship then as well, of course.
Yeah, I suppose looking forward to Wexford first is probably the main objective at the moment, and that's where our focus is. So looking forward to another competitive match like that after the break, once the league ends. It's nice to kind of get that break and then excited then to go back training, and looking forward to playing Wexford.
Yeah, down at Wexford Park, they'll be hoping to make the place quite noisy down there, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure they will as well. I'm sure they'll succeed in that. Yeah, windy spot now, but no. I don't know if they'll take that as a compliment. But looking forward to going down there. It's nice to get a stadium as well for our matches too, so we'll take that as a bonus.
Yeah, it's funny. That becomes a common theme speaking around everyone. Obviously, there's a bit of forward thinking here as well, which is great to see both associations together combined for the launch. Grounds, you touched on there as well, becoming more available. Important conversations are ongoing at the moment. As a player, being on the front of it, that makes your life a lot easier, no doubt.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think it just makes it that when it does happen, it's not a big deal that going to play in Nolan Park for a championship match isn't once in a blue moon, and that your first time doing it isn't when you're with the senior camogie team, that you're getting those chances throughout your county career, or even with school, with secondary schools, that their matches are on there as well. It just makes it kind of less daunting when it comes to those big days. You don't want to say that you didn't play well on a final or a championship day because you're on in a stadium. That should just be part and parcel, like it is for the lads playing hurling as well.
That is an interesting note, a different viewpoint of looking at it, actually, I confess, but the fact that it's just normal and doesn't disappears from the conversation is the end goal, no doubt.
Yeah, that it's not a topic that comes up at all, that it's just nearly taken as a given. So no, I look forward to that now.
Yeah, I think we all do. There's another I word there that won't probably put you under pressure there as well. Slowly, I think, but surely we're getting there.
Yeah. No, we are. I think there's definitely moves being made in the right direction. Like the GPA put a massive work in looking towards equality in all of it, in all aspects of our game. So no. I definitely think there's improvements being made, and sure, there's always going to be improvements that you can make in all aspects too.
Absolutely. Well, short term, we'll look ahead to the Leinster Championship. The very best of luck with it, and to whatever the year develops in after that for you guys.
Thanks a million.
Thank you very much. Thank you.